Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, you are watching Season 3, Episode 8 of The Affair. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What was that?
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Like I said, we're covering episode 8 of The Affair. And it was a weird, different, good episode, though. Much different than last week. A good, like, different vibe.
Oh, much different.
You don't think? A good kind of intense, in a sense.
Exactly. Yeah. I completely agree.
I still don't think it was as intense, though.
No.
I think last weekend
nothing can be, ever.
That was probably the most intense we've had thus far.
For sure.
In my opinion.
Depends on which part you're talking about. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. All
right. Before we get started, y'all can find us everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. We have the live chat up, so let us know what you thought about tonight's episode. Be sure to download, like us on iTunes, SoundCloud, everything. You can find me at April Wissenhant. Where can they find y'all?
Hey guys, you can find me at Needing DP in the number 3.
And you can find me, I'm Lim Gonzalez, by the way, find me at The Poet Saint, and that's all day, every day.
There you go.
All day, every day.
Yes.
Okay, so I say it's a much different type of intense, but like still intense episode because of the feelings that were brought about. Mm-hmm. And I mean that in the sense of, y'all know how I feel about Allison and Noah mm-hmm. as far as being like, oh, they're it. That's like end game.
Right.
But tonight made me feel all kinds of different. So that's why I wanted to see kind of like your general feelings.
Yeah, I think I'm like off the Noah Allison train. I think that that is like far sailed mm-hmm. and gone. And that's just, there's no way possible that could ever work. There's children involved now. And it's
right.
just,
right.
I think we've made that clear. But yeah, I mean, tonight was kind of like last episode in a sense of, you know, Helen and Noah trying to figure it out in a sense on both sides. And this time, Allison and Cole. But I think Allison mm-hmm. and Cole have kind of gotten to a place where they both love each other, even though Helen and Noah don't both love each other, I think. So I think that was the difference with it.
I think it was good, too, to see, because we did see kind of the coming together of Helen and Noah and kind of the, you know, perspective that we saw. So now it would make sense. Okay, now let's see what we can do with Allison and Cole's character. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was a little bit different as far as like how them coming together, because I feel like last one was very, very intense mm-hmm. and everything that was involved. This wasn't as intense per se, but I was very surprised pleasantly with the whole Cole situation and what he said to her at the end. I did not expect that or, you know, think that was going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't at all. And I think that, I mean, a lot of stuff that happened in tonight's mm-hmm. episode, I didn't expect whatsoever.
Yeah.
Which kind of leads us, so part one, we have Allison,
mm-hmm.
and it starts off with them in court. And this is the big custody hearing that we've been hearing about, actually not for that long,
right.
for like mm-hmm. a couple of weeks, but we knew it was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're talking about whatever. Oh, Miss Bailey seems this and this. They call Louisa to the stand, mm-hmm. and Louisa says, Joni just spent a lot of time or a night alone with her mom. She seems very happy. She needs her mom. Blah, blah, blah. Ends up in discussing joint custody.
I thought she was dreaming. I thought Allison was dreaming.
I did too.
I did not think that was real. I did not think that was real.
I was like, no way is this just happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it did.
Well, up until I feel like I don't ever. Well, okay, I take that back. There was the last time that we saw Allison and Louisa together mm-hmm. was when she came and she didn't really apologize for what happened at the party. But she was kind of like, yeah, okay, you can go ahead and have Joni or whatever. Mm-hmm. She kind of conceded to what Allison wanted. So it was kind of like, you know, the olive branch situation. But then we see, but it wasn't like they were buddies or like really, you know, happy with each other or what have you.
Sure.
And then fast forward after a couple of weeks, we mm-hmm. see now she's like on the Allison train mm-hmm. and just like, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Custody, and like she's a great person, and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, there's something fishy there. That's what I was thinking right. The whole time. I was like, what's up her Absolutely. Sleeve? She's got something planned for this.
Right.
So when we were watching Allison's part, of course, we don't know what's going to happen in Cole's just yet, but mm-hmm. I thought to myself, I didn't say it out loud, but I thought, it's because she wants her own kids. This is why she's doing this, because mm-hmm. she wants to like make her own life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know, because of what actually happened, right. that is what she wants. But I really did genuinely think that. I was like, something's weird. She's not just gonna, you know, she even tells Cole later, which in his part, she's like, I didn't know I was gonna say anything. Right. You know, right. it just mm-hmm. happened. He asked me a question and I answered with the truth. But the whole time I was like, no, she knew what she was saying.
Yeah.
Even if she didn't, I don't think she would have ever said, oh, Allison's an awful person, or Joni hates her and mm-hmm. is uncomfortable being with her. I don't think she would have said that. But the thing that made me automatically think something was because she was so overzealous of mm-hmm. Joni needs her mom and right. Joni loves her. And all she could do was talk about how much fun they had and, you know, whatever she said. Mm-hmm. So I kind of immediately thought right then, like, something is up.
And I think you make a great point, because, like I said, I thought they were, you know, she was dreaming until we found out that it was real life. Mm-hmm. We don't see the conversation yet between them two. We see it in Cole's portion mm-hmm. or his version. But after it goes and it's like, oh, there was no dream segment.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay, well, she, you know, maybe she does like her. And then I didn't even think about, oh, yeah, you know, leading into, like, she wants her own family. Mm. So now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I really did think for the longest time, or, you know, for a good, like, 2 minutes, I was like, she's dreaming. Clearly. Right. Like,
of course.
Something is up. Of course. This isn't happening that easy. Mm-hmm. And it's very strange because the affair does not give us stuff easily. Mm-hmm. Like, normally everything is so drawn out in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they do it kind of perfectly timed.
But they're very calculated with how they give us information.
Every move is for a reason.
It's very calculated.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, maybe the custody thing, you know, what else could they have done mm-hmm. with that storyline other than questioning Allison and are you okay and da 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 da. So maybe they just kind of wanted to throw it out and have it be done with.
Sure.
But either way, Cole, I guess, agrees to shared custody because the lawyer basically says he has to because mm-hmm. of Luis's testimony. And that's it. Now they're going to split Joni, I guess, half the time. I don't know exactly like how shared custody works, but half and half. Allison goes to see Cole at the house that he's building and just wants to make sure he's okay with how everything went in court.
Right.
And this is one of the major differences, of course, between the two versions. Not just because of, like, you know, Cole getting that little notice, but the conversation's very different as far as, you know, exactly.
Was it very different, though? I thought it was a very similar conversation.
Did you?
In the sense, yeah, because he, in both versions, he was not happy with how everything went down. That was kind of, to me, the underlying thing. He said different things, and I think in his version, he basically talked more about, you know, because Allison brings up in his version about, you know, do you think it's because of what we did? And he's like, no, and he shuts that down immediately.
Yeah.
In her version, that didn't come up. But in both versions, he just is not happy with how everything went because he knows Allison's past.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't think you're ready for this type situation. I feel like, though, in his version, we see more clearly, obviously because it's his side, what he's really getting, the point of why he feels that way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, especially when he talks about going, yeah, I went and talked to, you know, so-and-so, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought it was very similar.
Well, maybe I'm choosing the wrong words, or clearly I am, but I know that his, like, sentiment about the custody was the same. But I guess we just had a lot more dialogue in his. So, or there was just a lot more said as far as, this has happened, and this has happened, and this is happening.
Right.
And where in hers, it was just about, okay, glad to know everything's okay, and then the thing about Noah comes up.
Right.
And this is where kind of the only inkling in her part that we get from him as being like, oh, so you saw Noah? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you tell me about this? Right. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, he later says, like, you always hide stuff or you don't tell the truth or whatever. But mm-hmm. this is, you know, in his, it was a lot about Allison and about his feelings for her. But in this, in her version, this is the only time where I was like, ooh, I feel like a thing between
like
him
something
as far
between.
As like how he feels about Noah. Well, not, right. not, of course I felt something between them, but I mean, like, he's not, I don't think he's just mad because she saw Noah to sign the divorce papers. I think in, like, the real world, someone would be like, oh, okay, good. Like, you got divorced.
Happy about because that. Yeah.
Hearing it at the custody hearing was the first that Cole had ever heard about it, I guess.
Something.
But, you know, he acted upset about it, and I'm like, really, you would be happy? But it's because the fact she didn't tell you she saw Noah for 5 minutes, we all know it wasn't for 5 minutes.
Right.
But whatever.
Yeah.
That's when I got that feeling of like, oh, he's like trying to feel something. But yeah. I don't know.
I think the biggest difference between both of the perspectives was how intense and how much more aggressive she was kind of in his perspective. Mm-hmm. How she just kind of, he was like, no, I'm not hungry. She's like, yeah, you are. I see that wrinkle in your head. Like right. she was just the aggressor. And then in her story, she was very passive and he had to call mm-hmm. her back. And I think right. that just shows how Cole thinks of her and that she has this
That's
hold
a good
on
point.
Him.
That's a good
that
point.
Whatever he says, she's still going to be a part of his life. He's still going to let her in. And Allison's completely different.
Did you guys think anything? Maybe I'm just stretching, but the fact in her version she brings like muffins, and in his version she brings donuts.
Oh, I did, because I was like, I would rather have a donut than a muffin. So maybe I'm like Cole. I don't know.
But how is that so? Like, how do they not have the same food? You
right.
know what you ate,
but
like,
they do it on purpose to show us how different
how they view each other
can
no.
actually be.
Right.
It's of course. Like, I can think back. It doesn't matter how long ago it was. If I had a specific thing with someone, or if someone mm. brought me a food, I'm not gonna mix up a donut with a muffin. I'm mm. gonna remember it.
Yeah.
But they do that. The writers do that on purpose for us to see, like, okay, things are altered. Mm-hmm. This isn't just
oh,
reality
sure.
and a perception that you're viewing. This
Absolutely.
Is like someone telling you a story.
And how they view the story.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, again, not trying to stretch, but in his version or her version, he ate the muffin mm-hmm. in front of her, killed it actually.
Yeah.
With the coffee. Annihilated, like, okay, I'm done. And then in her version, when she brought the donuts, we didn't see him eat anything. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's like almost like she knows what he wants. Whereas with him, because he has donuts, maybe he doesn't even like donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
that's how he views it. And he's like, oh, I don't even care about that. Why would you bring me something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Again, I might be stretching. I'd be curious to see what people think about that particular situation. But it was
yeah.
something that definitely stood out.
Yeah, and also at the end, too, with her version, she was like, F you, Cole, and left all pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in his version, she left like, okay, bye, see
right.
ya. Like,
exactly.
hey, everything's
exactly.
cool. And she was also done up a lot better in his version. She looked
mm-hmm.
very
yeah.
gorgeous with like a nice scarf. And then
mm-hmm.
the other one, she just had this, you know, the dress that she wore to court with like a big coat.
I even said, I was like, oh, she looks rough.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how she sees herself is
well,
like that.
It's
know?
Just like you said, how in her version, she's very passive and
yeah.
his, she's very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
She sees herself as being very, mm-hmm. you know, meek and modest and
mm-hmm.
everyone, you know, runs over her. And he sees her as running his life, essentially.
Like she's the victim in a sense.
And
exactly.
we saw
yeah.
that too, even when she came after going to Woodlawn and
yeah.
how, you know, in her version, how she was talking to him. And in his version, it was very different. And
mm-hmm.
it was almost like she, like you said, she's the aggressor. She's the one that's trying to not ruin him, but just like infiltrate his
mm-hmm.
life structure
yeah.
and not give him. I mean, obviously they have the daughter and they're shared, but it's like it's almost like he feels like I'm trying to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to push forward, but you keep poking at it, you keep doing this, now you want custody, now you want to go to this job, and you're so flippant with everything
mm-hmm.
you do and your actions. So it's interesting how there's definitely a difference between the way they see each other.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she's actually trying to infiltrate his life? Because I don't. I think, okay, I know.
I think he thinks she is.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't necessarily think she is, but I think he thinks she is.
She's not intentionally trying to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I know she later does say, I love you, and then they have that whole conversation in the prison, which we'll talk
right.
about. But I actually don't think, I think she just loves, like, what's in front of her. And I think she sees, oh, I want this family, and
mm-hmm.
I know all of these things can happen. I don't actually think that her love for him is
mm-hmm.
genuine.
Like she's trying to be with him.
Yeah,
type
I think that, you know, according to how he saw it, it did seem that way. Mm-hmm. But I actually don't think that she's, like, in love with him. I think that she loves
You don't think him. She's in love with him?
No, I don't.
So that last scene, when it hurt in his perspective...
At the prison?
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like I almost think that's him seeing that in a different way. Mm. I don't think she didn't say that. I think she said those things. Mm. I think she said, I love you, you know, we keep coming back to each other, or right. whatever she said. But I just don't think that, well, because I have to go off of her versions, mm-hmm. and rarely does it seem like she has, like, real feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
She seems, just like she said, she's impulsive, mm-hmm. and exactly. that, oh, this feels good in this moment, so I want this to happen.
Which was his version, by the way.
Exactly.
So who yes. knows how much she said of that, or if she did.
True. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just don't get... I think that she loves him in the sense of course she loves him.
Sure.
That's her, the father of her child.
Sure.
They've mm-hmm. known each other for years and years and years.
They've been married.
Alive.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But it's. I think I go back to the parallels between, like, Helen and Noah, because she is just so stuck on him, mm-hmm. and he's not with her. And that's mm-hmm. kind of the way that I see it with Cole and Allison as well. I think that he is so stuck on her, and she's not as much with him.
Yeah, I mean, we even see at the end of the episode where they just had that long, long camera shot of him hugging Louisa once they made up. And you can tell in his face that, like, did I make the right decision, kind of, or am I doing this? I feel like that look, that they held that on his face for a reason.
Right.
And that we're going to see something come of that later. That, like, him saying, okay, I'm with you now, I want a family with you, I think this is temporary, and something, he's going to go off the deep end with something with her.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that camera. They wouldn't just, like, leave that on his face looking like that.
Well, we know everything
for
sure. is...
For a reason. Yeah,
for yes, a reason. Definitely. In the show, so. For sure.
So a big part of tonight's episode was Allison going back to Woodlawn,
mm-hmm.
Which is the place that she was at for 6 months for,
right.
you know, treatment, depression, whatever else she had.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Perry, her doctor, calls her to go and says, I want you to speak to this woman
mm-hmm.
who is going through the same thing as you.
Her name
as
is Kendra.
You. Kendra,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kendra is a child.
Mm.
I mean,
poor girl.
Super young.
Obviously, they didn't tell us how old she was, mm-hmm. but we can tell she was very young.
Sure.
And it was just such a powerful scene between the two of them. And it's the first time that we've seen Allison... Okay, we've seen her be okay, obviously, mm-hmm, but it's mm-hmm. the first time that we've seen her talk about these things
mm-hmm.
and seem, like, actually evolved from what happened.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think Allison's character, just from season one, has always been, she's always played the victim.
Yeah.
She's always been victimized when it was with Noah, when it was with Cole, anything that, you know, interaction she's had,
mm-hmm.
she's pretty much played that role. And to see her now... actually step up and be like, help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, with something that she's going through, mm-hmm. something similar. And even for somebody to even trust her in that, I thought it was very powerful, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it was great for her character to grow and to kind of see, again, this is her version, but where she sees herself kind of moving past and getting, you know, to being a whole person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And someone that can help, not only help herself, but help someone else. So I thought that was great. I thought it was a great scene.
Yeah, I saw that, though, and I was, like, kind of worried, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is this going to do to Allison after?
Yeah.
I'm always worried about her with these little things in her life. I think it was way too soon for her to be going
there. Do you
there
think,
doing
though, that
yeah.
wasn't...
I do.
You think that... I mean, too soon how, though?
Too soon in the sense that it's been 6 months, and uh-huh. she's just got custody back. She's just getting everything stable. And then to go back to the place, where to revisit a place that she was
well,
at
it hasn't
for so
been,
long.
It hasn't been 6 months since she's been there. She was there
okay.
6 months.
It's
yeah.
been
some time.
We don't know how long it's been.
Right, but I'm saying she was there 6 months.
Yeah.
She's been out now. We don't know how long, per se.
Yeah.
It has been some time has passed.
Yeah, but regardless, I don't know, for me, it's like I kind of want to coddle Allison, because I feel like any little thing, because she is so spontaneous, she can just... Mm-hmm. act on different impulses.
Right.
Yeah.
That if talking about this, is she really ready? Would that have brought something else out in her? Would she have gone back to the darkness in a sense? I'm happy she didn't. I'm happy mm-hmm. she's not. But I was
yeah.
worried when I was seeing that immediately.
I thought about the same thing, or I felt the same way at first, because you just don't know how it will make you feel.
Right.
I was for sure like, oh gosh, this could be a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
But then kind of the thing that sticks out in this scene to me is that even though, you know, this show is built off, this is part one is Allison, part two is Cole, you know, whatever. It's how they perceive themselves and perceive mm-hmm. what's being happening or what has happened. She sees herself, according to this conversation, as being okay. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks at this point, because she is, thankfully, okay enough to have this conversation. I think it's natural for us to worry, like, oh gosh, what is this going to bring up for her? Because that's all we've ever seen. We've only seen when someone talks about, you know, their child, or when something about death is brought up, she just breaks down. Mm-hmm. This is the first time we've ever seen her be able to, like, get through a conversation. And it was just such a powerful thing seeing this young girl talking about, you know, she said, I think about trying to commit suicide and make it look like it's an accident, because her mom just wants her to be okay, and she wants her to get, like, past it all.
Right.
And when Allison is like, no, you want to live, life is incredible, and goes through this whole speech of, you know, life is such a gift, and we know that it is, because we know that, like, people die, and this is something that happens. And it was just, I mean, she was so amazing.
One thing that, in looking at both versions after the fact, when they're up the lobster roll and she's getting back and she's talking to Cole, in both versions, she was very happy. She felt, and I think a lot of it was just not only a sense of accomplishment for her, but also it gives her something else to focus on. Mm-hmm. I feel like this whole time, after getting out, she's just been focused on her child. Mm-hmm. And Joni, and just trying to, you know, make sure that she gets custody, or trying to have some kind of a semblance in her life. And it's like, now this gives her something else. And again, because she has played this victim, she needs something to keep her pushing forward. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and that's probably why this is something the writers put in as far as growth for her character. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows if it's going to backfire? Mm-hmm. You know, this is the affair.
Yeah, and we never know. Typically, everything backfires. Right.
But I think in the interim, where it is now, I think it's good to see her feeling confident about that, mm-hmm. wanting to pursue this, and give her, again, something that she can look forward to, mm-hmm. and feel like it'd be a part of.
Yeah. And so, I think you made, sorry to interrupt, I think you made an amazing point when you were saying that it's from her point of view and how she sees herself. Mm-hmm. You're right, this is the first time we've actually seen that she's confident in herself. We've all wondered what exactly is going on in Allison's head.
Yeah.
And if she views herself as okay, then she's just going to pursue things that are going to help her and benefit everyone.
And who even cares what anyone else thinks if she's not?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did y'all think about her seeing Cole, or her going to the lobster roll to tell Cole about this, in her version anyway? Because, you know, okay, so she goes to tell him, you know, now they're going to start this grief counseling program of some sort, that the doctor thinks it's good for people who have been through a certain thing, mm-hmm. to talk to someone, just because it's better, you know, coming from experience. And I genuinely, in her part, was like, okay, she clearly, like, hasn't thought about the details. This just happened. Right. And this is, I mean, maybe we already knew this, but I kind of forgot, if I did, I guess, that Woodlawn was so far away. I assumed it was a good distance away, but I didn't know it was four hours away. Right. But I thought in her part that it was just like, this is happening. I feel great, mm-hmm. because I just had this great conversation. I don't think she's even thought. And she says, like, mm-hmm. I haven't thought about any of that. I'm just telling you because this is amazing. Mm-hmm. But I get his response at the same time.
And having reservations. Well, he knows her. He knows, and that's why I think in his version we see later how he really kind of goes in about her being impulsive and doing these kind of things, because he knows how she is. And I mean, we'll get there, but that scene to me at the very, well, not the very end, but when, you know, he's locked up.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing.
Me too.
I thought that was great to have for both their characters, especially Allison's character, and kind of given that. But anyway, going back to what you originally stated, with her showing that, I think she does care for him and she does love him. Like, maybe not in love with him, I can agree with that, but she does love him. And I think she just ultimately, because he's a part of her life regardless, because of their child, he just wants her to be happy. For him, you know, she wants him to be happy for her. Mm-hmm. And here she is again, making strides, making that accomplishment, as I was mentioning earlier. And she just wants him. And even like in, I think it was her version, she was just like, why can't you just be happy for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why can't you just be, you know, because he is hard on her.
Yeah.
He's been hard on her ever since she got back. Mm-hmm. And I mean, those have been brief moments where he's just been like, okay, you know, I'm gonna give you a bone. Yeah. You know, okay, you can have Louisa. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, Joni.
you can take her off my
end. It's a whole different show. But you can have Joni, and you know, this thing. But he's really been hard on her. Mm-hmm. I mean, and some of it I can understand because he does know her. But I think now it's like, okay, I think she should be able to breathe. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, she's given enough, maybe not, you know, to his liking all the way, but I think that she's definitely made strides in what she has. I haven't seen her, we haven't seen her relapse or have any type of issues. And I think
just having sex with Cole was, well, I mean,
aside
and
from that, yeah, but not, but not a relation to her daughter. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like she hasn't just left again or just meant anything like that. So I honestly think, I think it's good. And I think that he just really was just, she just wanted him to just believe in her and just be happy for her altogether.
Yeah, I think her intentions going there were not malice. But what I thought was interesting was in her version and his version that were both kind of the same was all he was hearing in her version was work and job and taking a job.
And being away.
And everything else she was saying, all the emotional part, he wasn't listening to that. No. He was focusing on that. And then you see in his version, she doesn't even talk about the emotional part. Mm-hmm. All he heard was work. Job, you got it. You're going to have to be 4 hours away.
Right.
Yeah. So that was interesting to me that he just kind of blocks all that off and kind of sees what he wants to see.
Mm-hmm. And but even in her version, he was very...
Yeah.
He didn't, I mean, she said the emotional stuff, but he didn't.
He wasn't listening to it whatsoever. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where I think that she just wanted someone to understand, like, or she wanted him to understand.
She says, he asked her, he says, why are you telling me this? And she's like, because you're the only one that understands.
Yeah.
Right. She just wants to be heard.
Yeah, but you have to she needs to recognize what she just never does, is that what she does, how it affects other people.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's her Achilles heel.
She wants to feel loved and like, oh yeah, look how great I did.
Sure.
Cole's not that guy. Yeah, you guys went through this together. You need to call a friend to talk to. And I think she literally doesn't have anyone
she
else.
She doesn't.
Well, I actually think he kind of is that guy. I think if she had been like, oh, I had this meeting with this young girl and like talked about the experience from that and how that made her feel, but then he's so logical and she's so, not that she's not logical, but she's not in comparison.
They're very
different
as
that he thinks when she's like, and now they want me to do this because of this great conversation that I had.
Right.
Then his mind immediately switches from, okay, you were telling me this, but now, wait, this is 4 hours away.
Right.
And, well, clearly we know that because he's been there before. And this is 4 hours away. And so what does that mean for Joni? And it just, like, switches. But I kind of loved the line when he said, she's like, why can't you just be happy for me? Like he said, and he goes, he's like, of course, that's all you want. Because it's all about
it's all about you.
And
all about
in that moment, I was kind of like, ooh, she does. Well, I mean, this is something we've known for a long time. But in that situation, I was like, oh, it is kind of just all about her, because she really didn't think, okay, I feel great. This is an amazing thing. Maybe this could happen. But this. I just got custody. My daughter's in school. What's going to happen? Oh, that's a good point, because this means it is a couple years later. So it would, because she's in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So kindergartners are either 5 or 6, and she just had 4th birthday party?
Was it 4 or 5? I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe it was 5.
Well, in kindergarten, you're 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was thinking...
Was her birthday
party? It's
been
the time... I can't remember how old she was turning in her birthday
party. Oh, at her birthday. Got it.
Well, it must have been sometime, because Luisa was all fed up, so...
Exactly. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, clearly she's about herself in a lot of things, but she can't accept a job 4 hours away when you just got custody of your child.
I think, too, I mean, aside from her personality and how she is, I think look at what she's been through. I mean, she had this episode where, you know, she has this child, then she leaves the child, right?
Yeah.
Goes to this place for 6 months to get better, comes back. Now she's dealing with the repercussions from that. Mm-hmm. She has her ex-husband who was in jail who went for her, essentially. And then all of these other things that's happened, it's kind of put her in such a downward spiral. And when we see her character after she comes back, she's always depressed and always sad and all, you know, it's like she's looking for something. And I feel like this, and I think that's why in her version, they took so much time in that scene with her and the young girl, Kendra, to show where she is and where she's trying
her
to get
growth.
To. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think because she is so happy, because she has some sense of purpose, I think she really just wants to explore that. And yeah, she doesn't think, but she was so, you know, captivated by that, was just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Let me tell the only person that I think will understand, which is Cole. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh, it's you crazy.
And that's just her. Yeah. That's so her to be
it
like,
is her. It is her.
To be like, oh, this made me feel this
it
way.
Is her.
That's so good. He obviously has points, but that's why I said, I think she just went there to genuinely share in her excitement and not even, I genuinely think she hadn't even thought about the rest.
No, yeah. She had it. But she admits it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing is we sit here and we make so many excuses for Allison.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, and this was the first time where I don't feel sorry for her. Mm-hmm. I understand Cole's side so much more than I understand Allison's side this time around. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Yeah, be happy and stuff. But still recognize and find that what you're doing hurts other people too. Sure. You know?
Or maybe just, you know, I do like that she's happy and that she just had this great emotional experience that's moving her along, or moving her character along anyway. But maybe go to Cole and tell him about what just happened and then be like, I really think I could do something like this. Mm-hmm. They offered me this, but that's 4 hours away. I can't do that.
Like, what because do you, she, how do you think that would affect?
She's got to meet him in the middle somewhere. Because, of course, I think about how I would react, and that's why I agree with Cole, because if it was my spouse doing that, I'd be like, wait, it like kind of just overshadows everything.
Sure.
It's like, oh, you just, sure, you had this, but like, what about our daughter?
Right.
And, you know, I know it's in Cole's version when she says this, but she's like, oh, she can go to school in New Jersey half the time.
Right. I'm sure that, I'm go like, to two kindergartens.
Like, just kindergartens there. They have kindergartens there.
That's not how it works.
And then she just, like, willingly was like, oh, you can have her for, like, the week. Or we can, like, what? Now you're going to just give up week custody of her? I thought you just fought for this. Oh.
She just wants to be happy, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I know. She just needs to figure out how to go about it.
Right.
Her wording just sucks. We'll just say that. She shouldn't be a writer or a poet.
Right.
No.
Leave that to Noah, all right?
Definitely not. Right. Well, in order to make herself a little more happy and relieve her stress, she goes into this little bar that we've seen a couple times.
Yes.
And this is by far and large my favorite episode, or my favorite scene of the entire episode.
Great. Yeah. I was waiting for this scene.
So Allison walks in, talks about, oh, been a weird day. And then who walks in? Our lovely girl, Helen.
I forgot this was going to happen, too.
I'm going to go ahead and preface this part with, you know, and we've seen the preview for next week, obviously, but Sarah Treem, one of the writers, creators of the show, did tweet that this is not the last time we will see a good Allison and Helen episode, or scene.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So, that makes me really excited. Mm. Anyway, so, Helen kills it from the start. Like, so I know, Lim, you are a Helen lover. This is the first
time I was like,
Helen! Yes, you were killing the game.
Yes.
She orders them both Long Island iced teas, and she says, so, baby turned out not to be Noah's, huh? I really loved when that happened. And I was just like, yes!
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they talk about, end up talking about the divorce. Helen kind of throws in there, or not throws in there, Allison asks if she's seen Noah, and she says he's been staying at my place.
She loved saying that,
she
did.
Oh, she was waiting. She was waiting. She was waiting for her to ask that.
That's why, Noah. What else are you going to talk about? Right. What else do you have in common?
She was waiting for that. Like, no, she was happy about that.
And she's like, my boyfriend saw him.
Right.
Whatever. And then whenever she asks, when's the last time you've seen Noah, or however it comes up, she seemed surprised, or it's definitely surprised, that Allison has seen Noah. And when Allison tells her, oh, it's because, you know, we signed divorce papers, she's like, oh, so we're both divorced from Noah. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a weird bonding connection moment between the two of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though Helen just seems, at this point anyway, to, like, just hate Noah. In this scene, I, like, got that vibe from her. They're like, oh,
I thought it was interesting, too, when they do kind of compare notes, you know, they talk about the whole divorce situation and how Helen feels like how Noah was with her and how Allison's experience with Noah was vastly different. And completely it was almost like opposite. Almost like she was hating on that fact. She was like, oh, well, you know, you can perceive how you want. Like, you see someone how you want them to, you know, be, so to speak, which was kind of like throwing shade on Allison because she was just saying, oh, yeah, Noah was this. And and he was, you know, he was all about his book and just pushing himself and he was doing great and da-da-da-da. And Helen obviously was like, well, wow, I had to push him and I had to, even when it came to my father or my parents and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
So it was almost like Helen was almost doing a spot check. It's like, let me check on this chick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what she knows, what she's about. And then almost like, and I'm interested, and I'm glad that we will see it again because to me, it was almost like Helen was getting some sense of closure, especially after what we saw last week when now knowing they will be together again, I'm interested to see what would prompt that.
Yeah.
And I think Helen, she was like, oh, just down the street. I don't know if I believe.
Right,
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know. I think she was creeping.
I think she was.
Helen, I mean, not to say I haven't creeped before, but Helen would creep because she's still in love with Noah.
Yeah. Right.
Or she is seemingly still in love with Noah. Yeah. And she wants to know exactly what he's been up to.
And that would,
and
that
she
that
wants
would be
to know
example.
What else has he been up to.
Right.
I think it was a really interesting part to me whenever Helen asked her that too, because that would be something I would want to know as a woman. Like, okay, you were with my husband. Like, tell me what he was like to you. And I think she kind of, she said what she said, like, oh, he was, you know, I tried to make him, you know, stand up to my dad. Because it's like telling Allison, like, oh, this is because, you know, you're almost like a lost, weak person. And that's why he seemed this way to you. And, but essentially she was at the time whenever, and still kind of is, whenever she and Noah were getting together. But then I also, it makes me think about when Allison was with Noah, it was just a different time for him. It was his book came out and this happened, and that was never an opportunity whenever he was with Helen. I mean, he had that book, but it wasn't, wait, did he have a book? Yeah, he already had a book, but it wasn't great, whatever. And so that's why Allison saw him as being so driven, because he did put out this book and it was a major success. So of course he would be more driven. Of course he would be doing more, you know, career things.
And his life was just in a different space at that point.
I do think what she was saying, you know, has validity. I think that Allison did see him as a very mature, a mature person who could really take care of things, because she needed to be taken care of, and he did take care of her. Helen didn't need to be taken care of, and she kind of says that to Allison whenever she's like, you know, this, what happened isn't your fault, because she, Allison apologized to her, and she's like, I made Noah stop feeling important long before he met you. And it's such, I mean, it's just such a powerful line from Helen, because
to admit that. To admit that.
And, well, I mean, in an affair, it's no one's fault but the person who cheats, 1,000%. And, but she is taking her responsibility as far as like, okay, this is why maybe things are her part in why things went so
bad. She had time to understand that and really, you know, kind of dissect that as well. But what you said about closure, I literally wrote, Helen needs closure on Noah so badly. It's just, I think because she's talked to a bunch of people now, and she's just realized that the Noah that was with her is not the Noah that a lot of other people know. And I think the Noah that Allison knows is Noah wanted to be a new person. He wanted to find himself. He wanted to be his own character, and Helen was just bringing him down. So who he was obviously going to be different, because he didn't like who he was. And if he did, he would stay with Helen at that time.
And also to point out, like, Helen, I mean, excuse me, not Helen, but Allison was very, very apologetic and kept apologizing, like, I'm so sorry, he had a family. And for Helen to be like, you know, actually, you know, I can't fault you all the way, because this is what I did, and this is why I know he stepped out. And I think, you know, the whole show was called The Affair. And I think that when we see in the first season, they were what each other needed because they were both married. It wasn't like, you know, one was married and one was not. They were both married and kind of stepped out on there before whether there were various reasons or a number of reasons. I wanted to ask you all what you thought when Allison wants to talk to her about, and I think this will probably be a premonition for something later, but about the whole time, that's the night that Scotty died, and Helen's like, nope, I don't want no part of that. Oh, I'm out. Peace.
So I don't think, and this kind of, I want to read some of the comments that y'all got from last week's episode. It has, semi has to do with that. But I don't think Helen knows whatsoever.
Helen knows what?
That Allison was there. That Allison pushed Scotty because Scotty was trying to.
You don't think she does?
I don't think so either. No. Huh, okay. I don't think Noah told her.
No.
I don't think,
I mean, as far as we've seen, she does not know.
Okay.
And I think, I don't think she knows that Allison knows that she was actually driving. I think that's why she kind of brushed it off. Because she's just like, what? Because clearly, like, Helen is dealing with this, like, not in good ways. So I think, I kind of think that's why she just wanted to brush it off. Like, no, what, just forget about it.
Right.
Because this, you know, it is Allison's ex-brother-in-law. So she sees that as like a family member to Allison. I just think she didn't want to get into it.
Yeah,
I was just curious because, I mean, I didn't really give thought about if she knew that Allison was there or not. But if she, let's say she, you know, I agree that she didn't know, she doesn't know. Then for Allison to prompt that question, what would be the reason, you know, what would be her, I'm thinking her thinking.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
Let's hear
My theory is, okay, we've talked all season long about how Helen loves Noah and she can't get over him. Mm-hmm. I think, and someone said this in the comments, something similar, that Helen finding out that Noah went to jail not for her, or not solely for her, will be what does it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what keeps her hanging on. Interesting. In a way, is because this. Oh, well, he did this, so clearly he must have felt some sort of way, or clearly he felt so bad, which therefore means that he has these feelings.
And we see when he gets back from prison and how she is and wanting to do all this stuff for him.
I think learning that, oh, it wasn't just for me, or maybe wasn't for her,
that'll kill it for her. What happens when they meet again,
and I think this was a setup that she's kind of forgiving Allison, and they're kind of making oh, let's cheers with our Long Island iced teas, and then that's all gonna just go no, this isn't gonna happen anymore.
Interesting.
I like that. I think that, I mean, it's going to have to come out. Yeah. It's something that they have there for a reason. They're not just going to be oh, coincidence, haha, no one's going to know. But they're going to talk about it. For and then Noah's going to be in even more trouble, as per usual. Noah.
Obviously.
Oh, Noah.
Before we move on to Cole's part, the last scene in Allison's part was the cops coming to tell her that Cole was not at home the night that Noah was stabbed. And that he actually used his easy pass. I'm like, you dumb criminals. He used his easy pass to go through a toll.
Dumb
criminals. Well, he wasn't a criminal, though.
Which is, they don't know. You know
what I mean? Potentially a criminal.
Yeah.
And he was, however close, I forget how close I said, to the university where Noah was.
Yeah. Very close. Close enough that it would make sense.
Exactly. So, part two, Cole's. Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot about his, but the same thing opens up with the courthouse. Louisa's telling him she didn't know she was going to say anything. Mm-hmm. That's why she didn't say something to him before.
Right.
He asked the judge or the lawyer asked a question, and she responds. And I think the most important thing about this scene and his part is that Louisa says to him, give her what she wants so we can stop thinking about her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also when I got that other kind of she's doing this because she wants something, or because she wants, I don't know, something for herself.
But I can't fault her, though, for that.
No, of course
I feel
not.
For Louisa. I, before, a few episodes ago, I was just anti her, especially what she was doing at the birthday party and all that. But now I'm just let her be free of it. It's such a pain, and I feel bad for her. She didn't ask for any of this, you know?
I get it. Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah. Why would you not just want, just whatever. It's going to be a never-ending process.
Yeah.
This is most likely something that's going to happen eventually because Allison is the mom.
Right.
She does seem stable. I don't think she would have said that if Allison didn't seem stable or, whatever. But I don't know. I kind of agree with
that. I think, too, when Allison was not in the picture, she could make all the decisions when it came to Joni. So if Allison stayed gone or something like that, she probably wouldn't feel that way because she's like, oh, well, this is my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Allison is back and better, and now it is not complicating things, but it just, now you have to have the shared custody. Mm-hmm. Now this, she's in the life. Now she's like, okay, wait, I want something of my own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I totally agree. She should. I mean, she deserves that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think anyone in that same situation would want that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought we kind of said something about this when we were watching. I thought Louisa couldn't have children, period.
Mm.
But later when she mentions it to Cole, she says, we could look into adoption or a surrogate. So maybe she just can't carry a baby. Or obviously she just can't.
That would make sense.
Her eggs are okay.
I just thought she couldn't have one. So I thought it was completely off the table. So I was surprised, even though I kind of thought it, I was this is...
You can still have your genetics. You don't have to adopt, in a sense. It can still be your
child.
Exactly. Child, in a sense.
So back to the scene where Allison visits Cole at the house. He has that stop notice thing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of started wondering in this part of why are they showing us this? What is this? How is this moving the story along? Mm-hmm. I think that actually could come back later, because Oscar visits him, and I'm kind of loving Oscar.
Right? He looked like he got some weight too, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
This marriage thing. Yeah,
marriage.
Yeah. Oscar takes a phone call from his wife and ends up calling her. See you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Y'all not gonna talk about your boy Timothy?
Timothy. Oh, no, that's after, right?
No, that was before.
Oh, before.
That was before.
Okay, well, let's talk about because
he goes
him.
About the because shutdown notice, Timothy. Right. Because Oscar comes afterwards, remember, and was like, yo, you're supposed to be shut down.
Yeah, Timothy.
And,
oh, yeah.
And Nicole's like, I don't care about that dude. Mm-hmm.
So why do you, okay, kind of going off what I said, why do y'all think this is a thing?
With the house?
The stop work. I mean, it's a pretty, like, random thing to just put right. in there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do y'all think that's happening?
Go ahead.
Well, I think that I think it's just showing for Cole that his life isn't going to be what it was. That he's not the king of this place anymore. Uh-huh. And I think it just shows all of us how Montauk has changed.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was more for us, in yes. a sense, as well. That, like, because we saw at the end that in a week he's going to get someone there. It's going to be resolved. It's right. not 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
So I think that was more for us to show that everything has changed in that town. And clearly you can see that by Oscar's personality and what uh-huh. he's doing with his life. So I think that was more kind of for us, but they also wouldn't introduce a character if there wasn't a reason for it. They yeah. wouldn't introduce Timothy. So who knows? Maybe Timothy's hired in by someone specific to mess maybe up stuff Oscar. With Cole. I don't know.
That's interesting.
By Oscar.
Well, Timothy Oscar. Ends up sending Oscar to Cole, so yeah. I mean, that's a out there theory, but right. maybe...
I don't know. I mean, I agree with you mm-hmm. that is for us. Definitely showing how Montauk has changed, mm-hmm. for sure. I don't know. I just brought it up because you guys said he was cute. So I was
yeah,
just like, hey, I
didn't
think Timothy was
whatever.
Cute.
Not Tim. Timothy.
Yeah. Not that was Timothy. Hilarious. Yeah, Timothy. That was amazing. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
But I don't know. I don't know that I agree that we're going to see, like, his character really needs to be seen again. Like, I feel like he's one of the characters that we saw, like, when Noah and how he went back home, remember, and he had those the people that he went to school with, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, we see the one guy came in that was hating on him and stuff like that. I don't think we were going to see him again, okay. but it was yeah. pertinent for that scene.
Gotcha.
And that I think sense. With him, I think it's the same situation. I don't think it's necessarily needed.
Mm-hmm.
I think going back to the shutdown notice, I agree with you as far as, yeah, it's different for Cole, and mm-hmm. it's going to be different for him going forward. And also, we see that kind of sets up the scene towards the end mm-hmm. when he's like talking to Allison and saying, yo, I'm doing this to try to forget you,
yeah.
but I don't understand. I understand that I love you and it's not going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still love you and I want to be with you. So it's like he's working so hard. It's almost like the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the shutdown notice is like, you still love Allison.
You still love her. I so like you that. Can't get past that.
Good.
So that's a metaphor. Yeah. You can't put that roof on because that house isn't done being built yet.
I'm a poet, guys.
It's not done being built.
Come on, guys.
You are a poet.
But no, I really think so.
No, that's a good
yeah,
point.
That's what makes sense to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a great way to look at it.
I feel like that's a mic drop.
Yeah, dang. Like, I don't know what else to say now. I'm looking at you like, let's go. I don't know.
That's pretty much it. Well, so when Oscar comes to visit. So Oscar was sent there by Timothy to say, because Cole keeps on doing what he does and is building on the house still, even though Timothy said to stop because of the survey, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Then that's when Oscar gets into the conversation of, you know, my wife makes me miserable, but she's a, you know, B+, whatever right. he said, I'm a C, so God. It's worth it for a beautiful family. I'm like, is it though?
Is it? Yeah.
But okay.
Oscar, that's when I got saw, like, okay, Oscar's still Oscar.
Yeah.
That was like, mm-hmm. when he's, sure. yeah, Oscar's still Oscar.
Well, yeah. because he seems like this great guy now,
right.
and it's like,
right.
no, you're
still
there's
Oscar.
Still some Oscar.
Still Oscar.
But Cole asked him, do you ever wonder what it could be like mm-hmm. with someone else? And
right.
of course, that prompts Oscar to be like, why are you asking me that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you begging Allison? Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Cole says, I feel like he should have said no.
He
didn't want to lie, obviously, but they, you know, messed around one time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not forgiving that whatsoever. That was wrong of them to do, of course, but it's not like they're having this secret
mm-hmm.
affair. And it's almost like by him not saying anything, it kind of seemed that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like he even kept saying, yeah. he's like, you got to stop. And I'm like, they only did it one time.
Well, he asked him, he said, are you sleeping with Allison? And he's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said no, and then he says, have you slept with Allison?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he was okay. quiet. He didn't answer mm-hmm. that. And that's when Oscar was like, oh, snap, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. And it starts going in on him,
yeah.
you know, what to say. So, I mean, obviously a one-time deal, and I love how he swears, and I said this to you all, I said, mm-hmm. he swears him to secrecy, don't tell Louisa. And I'm like, come on, this is Oscar.
It's
probably going to come back.
And it's going to come back, and I think that's why they showed us Oscar, how he was dealing with his wife mm-hmm. and the kid and yeah. stuff like that. I'm like, he's still Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still out for Oscar, and he's probably going, and he's cool with Allison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can just see this later on backfiring.
He's going to say something. And I think the reason why Oscar was getting so upset, too, is I think think Oscar is trying, and always in a sense, to be like Cole. Mm-hmm. He looks up to Cole, and so Cole has this perfect family, so now he's trying to have this perfect family. Right. And I think that maybe what makes him more heated is seeing Cole just throw that away.
Right.
Well, it's just like when, okay, so Allison comes and visits Cole at the lobster roll. We see that. And after the scene between them, that's when he goes home and tells Louisa, okay, I'm ready to start a family. Right. Let's do it. Because Allison has him, like, heated in this way over the stuff about Joni. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, only when Allison affects him in that way, that's what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But the detectives show up at his door. They say, you know, we know he uses Easy Pass, whatever. And Louisa asks, like, what's going on? Cole ends up going to see Allison in the middle of the night, and they have this conversation on the pier where he's arrested. So he's in jail, and they have the scene of, I still love you. I need you. And Allison tells him, I love you too, but this is your decision. So then they have the scene of where he's telling her, like, okay, basically we're done, but it's like, they seem so not done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that instance.
Yeah.
But then he does go home to Louisa and says, I'm here if you'll still have me. This is my home. But I kind of don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see you next week.
I know. We just had to wrap up that in really quick. I know, but let's talk about predictions really quick. Two more episodes. Predictions. There we go.
Kind of abbreviated.
What do you think?
Real quick, I think that... we're going to, the stuff that I mentioned earlier, you know, with what they prompted us with, I think we'll definitely see that. And we'll before it wraps up, we will get some closure with this whole Helen and Allison thing.
And I think this whole episode was another setup for the next time that both of them come in to play.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is a complete setup episode, so we'll see.
I'm going to end it with, I do still think Noah and Allison are in love. Thank you all so much for joining us. Only two more episodes left. Yeah. I cannot even believe it in the slightest. Like I said, you can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And I'm at Nadine DP in the number 3.
And you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day.
All right. Awesome. We'll see y'all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.